Thank you. Symphony Number 2 for Dot Matrix Printers by duo The User. Incredible stuff. I am blown away by finding all of these incredible artifacts here in the CJSF library. The two designers of the group The User are Emmanuel Madon and Thomas McIntosh. And we have the CD version of Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers, released on two different record labels, Stahlplatt and Asphodel. We have the Canadian printing here. The liner notes say Symphony No. 2 includes reworkings and remixes of material from Symphony No. 1, which we will play at the end of tonight's episode, and new material composed while in residency at Hull Time Based Arts in the United Kingdom in 1999 and on tour from 1999 to 2001. This was recorded 2001 to 2002 at Stahlplatt Laden, Berlin, and Prim, Montreal, mixed 2002 at the Bloody Angle Compound in San Francisco, and Electronic Subsistence Activities in Montreal, mastered by Mixture 151 in San Francisco, hardware and software designed for Local Area Network Orchestra, say that 10 times fast, by Thaddeus Thomas at VLab.inc, and Dave Oshvari. This recording was made possible with the assistance of the music section of the Canada Council for the Arts and the Conseil des Arts et des Lettres du Québec. Symphony No. 2 was realized with the financial assistance of the Daniel Langlois Foundation for Art, Science, and Technology and Hull Time Based Arts, released in 2002. Amazing stuff. So, so good. And of course, on the back here, Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers is a performance for 14 Dot Matrix printers played by an orchestra of personal computers from the early 90s and conducted by a similarly obsolete file server. Based on text files composed and orchestrated beforehand, the performance, part automated execution and part live interpretation, explores the sonic and visual aesthetics of the Dot Matrix printer. This recording was produced without the addition of other sound sources and with a minimum of electronic manipulation. It's really all just printer music. And they do have a website there. I'm not 100% sure if that website still works. Very, very cool stuff. And what we're listening to right now is the last track entitled No Name. And it's just the hum of the printers. All 14 of them. The amplified hum, and then they are manually switched off one by one. So we'll listen to this for the next few minutes as we shift gears and get ready to check out another release from The User entitled Abandon. And that involves playing Montreal's Grain Elevator No. 5, Silo No. 5, a grain storage facility in the port of Montreal, and using that big cavernous space as an instrument. Thank you so much for joining us here on tonight's season finale of Bitcouver FM Season 16, Episode 8, where we are exploring the music of The User, a duo from Montreal in the early 2000s. And we just listened to Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers in its entirety here on CJSF 90.1 FM. CJSF 90.1 FM. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the next in our series of CDs in the CJSF library here on Vancouver FM from Montreal noise and sound and experimental duo, The User. We have the disc Abandon. The User plays Montreal's Grain Elevator number 5 with guest musician Stéphane Claude. There's a considerable amount of information, but let's read our liner notes first. Silo number 5 is a grain storage facility in the Port of Montreal. A quarter of a mile long and over 20 stories high, it has a total capacity of 5 million bushels, or enough wheat to make 230 million loaves of bread. Constructed between 1903 and 1958, it became obsolete in 1994 and now stands empty. The form, construction, and sheer size of the building lend it exceptional acoustics, including a very rich and complex set of natural resonant frequencies. By selectively exciting these frequencies using delicately controlled feedback loops, the building is given voice. Abandon is the first recording in the Elevator Music series, Music for Montreal, Grain Elevator No. 5, curated by the Silophone organization. And let's talk a little bit more about the Silophone project. Silophone is a sonic occupation of Silo No. 5, an abandoned grain elevator in Montreal. Changes in the global grain market in the late 20th century left the elevator redundant, and it was shut down in 1994. The building is situated in one of Montreal's oldest industrial districts, now rapidly being gentrified and renovated for high-tech commercial and luxury residential uses. The Silophone project is an intervention into this urban condition. The User has transformed Silo No. 5 into a musical instrument by installing microphones and loudspeakers inside 4 of the elevator's empty grain storage chambers, making them accessible to the outside world via internet, www.silophone.net, telephone, area code 514-844-5555, and from a sonic observatory outside the building. Since June 2000, hundreds of thousands of people contributed to Silophone from around the world. If we go to silophone.net, which doesn't work, but if you use the Wayback Machine, courtesy of the Internet Archive, we can find a bit more information. Silo No. 5 is an abandoned grain storage facility in the Port of Montreal. The newest part of the building was designed to last for generations. However, due to changes in the global grain market, as stated, and the general trend of deindustrialization in North America at the end of the 20th century, the building became redundant less than 40 years after its completion. Since 1994, Silo No. 5 has stood empty, and its fate has been hotly debated. The building is situated in one of Montreal's oldest industrial districts, now rapidly being gentrified. The portion of the structure used by Silophone is constructed entirely of reinforced concrete, measures 200 meters long, 16 meters wide, and approximately 45 meters at its highest point. The main section of the building is formed of approximately 115 vertical chambers, all 30 meters high and up to 8 meters in diameter. These tall, parallel cylinders, whose form evokes the structure of an enormous organ, have exceptional acoustic properties, most notably a stunning reverberation time of over 20 seconds. Anything played inside the silo is euphonized, made beautiful by the acoustics of the structure. All those who have entered have found it an overwhelming and unforgettable experience. The Silophone project combines sound, architecture, and communications technologies to transform a significant landmark in the industrial cityscape of Montreal. making use of the incredible acoustics of Silo No. 5 by introducing sounds collected from around the world using various communication technologies into a physical space to create an instrument which blurs the boundaries between music, architecture, and net art. Sounds arrive inside Silo No. 5 by telephone or internet. They are then broadcast into the vast concrete grain storage chambers inside the silo. They are transformed, reverberated, and colored by the remarkable acoustics of the structure, yielding a stunningly beautiful echo. This sound is captured by microphones and rebroadcast back to its sender, to other listeners, and to a sound installation outside the building. Anyone may contribute material of their own, filling the instrument with increasingly varied sounds. This project takes cues from transformations of similarly imposing industrial sites in Europe, such as La Fonderie in Brussels, Belgium, and Emscher Park in Germany's Ruhr, both of which reactivate abandoned sites by appropriating the mandates of existing cultural programs in their surrounding communities. The Silophone project aims to raise popular awareness of the building and to catalyze activity that will eventually result in the discovery of an appropriate new function for the abandoned elevator. A little bit of the project description here. The instrument itself. Telephone access. Using your telephone, you can enter into and participate in the acoustic world of the silo. More than one person can use the telephone system at once, so when you phone, you may find somebody else already in the silo. This teleconference system was specifically adapted for use in the silophone by engineers from Bell's Emerging Technologies Group. It gives a phone number to call from North America as well as the rest of the world. Wait until the second ring, then start talking. There's an audio website where you can play the online dimension of the silophone. You can send pre-recorded files into the silophone by browsing through thousands of sounds or by uploading your own. Sonic Observatory, located in the old port of Montreal. A few hundred meters from Silo No. 5, the Sonic Observatory acts as the physical manifestation of the silophone and is immediately and permanently accessible to the general public. The Sonic Observatory is equipped with a microphone allowing people to contribute sounds to the silophone, and two loudspeakers allowing them to hear the echo of their voice. The installation has been open and accessible day and night, winter and summer, since November 2000. I wonder if it's still there. The observatory was conceived and designed by the user with the assistance of construction consultant Caroline Alain. Thanks to Saramac for materials and constructions. Whenever anyone is playing the silophone over the telephone, the web, or the observatory, you can hear the results by tuning in to our live real audio stream. Wow, that dates this project. To hear the stream, click Hear Silophone link at the bottom left-hand corner of this page. Some of the programming. A number of original works for the silophone have been commissioned from musicians, composers, and sound artists by national and international music organizations such as The User from Montreal, ACREQ from Montreal, La Nevre Night, Radio-Canada, Stahlplatte in Berlin and Amsterdam, Alien 8 Recordings from Montreal, A to Z Recordings in Montreal and Vancouver, and Côtier Éphémère in Montreal and France. These works are performed at a series of live concerts using high-speed internet connections. Certain concerts are broadcast live from remote locations, such as Festival Interférence in France, E-Lounge, the World Summit on the Arts and Culture in Ottawa, Video Pool in Winnipeg, and the Sugar Refinery in Vancouver. To contextualize the project, and in homage to Silo No. 5, the Centre d'Histoire de Montréal presented a museum exhibition focusing on the industrial and social value of the grain elevator when Montreal was the economic hub of Canada. This This exhibition, together with a series of walking tours organized by Héritage Montréal, aimed to demystify the industrial and post-industrial sector of the city where silo number 5 is located. In September 2000, Dokomomo Québec organized an architectural charrette to explore possible future uses of the silo. These possibilities were rendered public at a forum organized in October 2000 by Association Québécoise pour le Patrimoine Industriel, at which urban planners, artists, and specialists were invited to discuss the silo's future. And of course, radio broadcasts, this CD series, and documentation of all events as part of the Silophone were added to this website here, which is sadly no longer accessible normally. However, thanks to the hard work of the Internet Archive, archive.org, we are able to travel back in time and find excellent information about this. Super, super good. There was the Silophone organization, a whole bunch of credits here, partners in there, and a lot of excellent, excellent information. Would highly recommend you to go check it out. I don't even know if these audio files are working. Probably not. Generally, those ancillary files are not stored on the archive, but the content of the websites are fantastic stuff. All right, that's enough talking. We're four tracks in to Abandon by The User, which transforms Montreal's grain elevator number 5, silo number 5, into an instrument using the power of the internet, telephone, and the artistic scene of Montreal. You are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only grain silo broadcast.